I think about those gates. Somebody said, you know the gates of heaven? Yeah. You know, there's a little gate here, big enough for a man. You might have to stoop to get in it. Got a couple of pearls. I said, give me a break. The wall is 200 feet tall. You don't take a wall 200 feet tall and put a little bitty pearl gate up there 6 feet, do you? No, it may be 50 or 60 feet tall. It may be a pearl that big, right, Keith? It's going to be bigger than we can imagine, isn't it? And it's made out of the most perfect pearl there is. So these little things we fight over down here ain't worth much, are they? Some woman's got a little necklace that's got little pearls like this. The most perfect ones you can buy. That little thing costs $10,000 for that little pearl necklace. Or those little diamonds, you know. Wow. How do you like my... Have you noticed my rings? Having trouble holding up my... Would you like to hold up my hand? I got 4 rings on, and they're so heavy. Have you noticed my big... This one here is only 15 carats. We get hung up on some things, don't we? We really do get hung up on things. We like those things, though. You know, women like diamonds. Oh, mine's shaking her. Yes, I love them. I know, she says, I love them. Most of you girls like diamonds. In fact, if I came in here and said, okay, today I have a 1-carat flawless diamond for each one of you girls that's willing to come up here and get it. I got a feeling some of y'all would, if I had them out here in a bucket where y'all could see them, some of y'all would believe they were real and come up here and get one. Yep. Some of you would be just like some of these in the kingdom, sit back there and say, ah, Thurman, he ain't got the resources to give me a 1-carat diamond. I ain't going up there because them are not real. But see, we tell people about Jesus and they tell us the same thing. This Jesus, he's nobody. He don't mean what he says. All these parables don't mean what they say. But when he found the pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had. Again, the kingdom was like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered in every kind of fish. What happened to them? Next verse. Which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels and cast the bad away. The bad? So all of us that come into the kingdom, some of us are good and some of us are bad. One day there's going to come a time when he's going to pull that net in. And he's going to sit down and say, here's a good little fish. Let me put him over here. Here's a good little fish over here. Let me bring him right over here. And I ain't going to get a hold of none of you and say you're the bad one. I ain't about to go there. But he's going to reach down to some and he's going to say, throw them into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. You cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. Do you want to be severed?
No.
There's some things we have to do if we're going to make it. Goodness gracious alive, is it 20 minutes after 4? I've only got the first 2 sets of scriptures. Like I told you, I had 4 days worth of teaching there. Okay, we got that one. Let's go to the next 2 verses. 50. Go to 50. Through 50, 51, we cover a couple more and then we're going to quit. And he shall cast them into the furnace of fire. You don't want to be one of those, do you? There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. I definitely don't want to be one of those. You know, that's just like Pastor Daniel. He was a pastor in Africa. And Ty and his team have been down there many times. And at least 4 times they went and talked to Pastor Daniel. And I stand amazed when I sit and listen to Ty tell the story and talk about how this one man that goes down there, every time they go, he just can't get enough of Pastor Daniel. So he makes a special trip wherever they go in Africa to see Pastor Daniel. Pastor Daniel is the man that was a pastor down there, and he got upset at his wife one morning. She wouldn't do something he wanted her to do. So he really got upset at her, and on the way to work, He was voicing his opinion out loud. If it's the last thing I ever do, I'll get even with that woman. His wife. Opened the door to a devil. I think he was driving a Mercedes. I think it was. That's not just a flimsy little old car. You know what? Mercedes, pretty decent car. Got a very good brake system on him. But he opened the door to the devil, and a dual brake system on that Mercedes failed that day, and he ran into a concrete embankment and drove the steering column through his chest and killed him because he got into unforgiveness with his wife. So the angel came down to get him, just like we're reading in this story. The angel come down and got him and took him to heaven and showed him. He said, "This, the Lord told me to bring you here and show you this." He said, "This is where you were going before this morning." He said, "What do you mean? This is where I was going." He said, "Did you not read in the scripture that if you don't forgive everybody from your heart, you will be cast into hell?" He said, "You even called your wife a fool this morning. Did you not read in the scripture where it said anybody that calls a person a fool is in danger of hell fire? Did you not read that?" He said, "Well, I read it." He said, "But I didn't know what meant it." He said, "Yeah, you were in unforgiveness toward your wife, number one. You didn't forgive her. So that sent the tormentors to kill you today. So that's why you had the car wreck and died. And now then the Lord told me to bring you and show you heaven, let you see it. But he said, now then that you saw it, now then he told me to take you to your final place." He said, "Where is my final place?" He said, "I'm now taking you to hell. This is where you're going to spend eternity because you got into unforgiveness this morning with your wife and didn't forgive her." And so he did. He took him to hell. He suffered there for 3 days, nearly 3 days. And he's in this flaming torment. And his wife up on earth, thank God for a good woman. She said, "The Word of God says women have received their husbands back from the dead by faith." You know, does he say that in Hebrews 11? Women have received their husbands back from the dead by faith. Thank God for good women of faith, huh? Amen. Hey. And so she would not let them bury her husband. A Muslim guy done the embalming and everything on him, cut a big hole in his leg down there and put the embalming fluid in, and all that pumped all the blood out. Of course, his chest was all tore up and everything. And she wouldn't let them bury him. In Africa, they don't have refrigeration. Yeah, Hebrews 11:35, where that's at, in case you want to know. But anyway, she said, "Reinhard Bonnke is going to be preaching and dedicating a big church, and I'm taking my husband down there. And when Reinhard Bonnke starts praying for the sick, God is going to raise my husband from the dead." This is a true story. If y'all haven't heard this story, this is a true story. I got a video of it and everything else. He's been up to Kenneth Copeland's church. This is a true story. Plus, Ty has been down there at least 4 times and talked to the guy. You know, they know this guy for real. And so he said that she wouldn't let him bury him. So she took him in an ambulance or a hearse or whatever down there. And when they got there, she said, "I want to take my husband in there and let Reinhard Bonnke pray for him so God can raise him from the dead." And even they thought she was crazy. And they wouldn't let her do it. And she said, "Okay, then we'll take him out of the casket and carry him into the basement and put him downstairs underneath the platform. So when Reinhard Bonnke prays, God's going to raise my husband from the dead." Is that woman got faith? Yes. Now, then she's walking obedient to God's word, or she couldn't have that kind of faith. You know it? But she was. And they did. Took this dead man out, this hard corpse, and put him down underneath. Been dead almost 3 days. Body as hard and stiff as any can get. After rigor mortis sets in, and when Reinhard Bonnke was just upstairs, didn't even know that the guy was down there. He started praying for people. And when he did, this man started breathing. And when somebody saw him breathing, somebody ran up the stairs and got a camera and brought it down there, and of course brought 2 or 3 pastors down there. And as he's breathing, these pastors on film, they're caressing his arms. "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm helping God soften up his skin." God didn't need no help, did he, Keith? No. But that's okay. We think we can help him. You know, we're kind of stupid, you know. We always think we can help God. No, God don't need no help. If he needed that kind of help, he would have told us. Rub his arms, you know, while I raise him from the dead. Here, this guy, he was within a few hours, they got it all on videotape. I got a copy of the video. I've seen it. As they raised him from the dead, as the Lord raised him from the dead, there was every newspaper and every magazine in Africa, I think, covered that story. I mean, it hit the front page. It should have hit the front page. And when I think Reinhardt was over at Kenneth Copeland's church here a few years later, he said that, I think it was only 1 or 2 years after that when he was over there, he sold how many million? What was it? 9 million? 9 million, I think 500,000 or something, confirmed, written conversions of Christ came out of that miracle God did. You know, when God starts raising a man from the dead, they took the man back. And of course, in the video, they took the Pastor Daniel himself goes back and to the mortician. He said, "Do you know who I am?" He said, "Well, you look like the guy that I fixed up and embalmed, but you can't be because I embalmed you." And he said, "I'm the guy." He said, No. He said, "You had a huge scar or a huge opening in your chest. Let me see it." So he ripped his shirt open. He looked, and there ain't no scar. He said, "See, you're not the man. You ain't got a scar there." He said, "Where did you make the cut to put in the formaldehyde?" He said, "In your right leg down near your ankle." He pulled his breeches leg up and looked, and there's that cut. The scar was there. God didn't take it away. Why do you think he didn't take it away? So the guy would know. He was the guy. Now they said for weeks after he come from the dead, you couldn't stand to be with a block of him because of that formaldehyde coming out of him as God was putting the blood back in him. Stunk. Make a difference. He said, "Nobody could stand to be around me." What can God do? Hey, all we got to do is believe. He's God. But let me tell you something. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. It says in the mysteries of the kingdom, we are not to hold unforgiveness toward nobody for nothing. It says, if you do, I'll send a tormentor to you. And it also says that if you don't forgive, I won't forgive. And if God don't forgive you, you ain't going to heaven when you die. Is anything anybody on this earth can do to you worth you spending 1 minute in hell for? I don't care what anybody did to me. If God told me to love you, I don't care how hard you are to love, I'm going to love you.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.